You're listening to New Soundwave with your hosts, J.D. Church, Ender, John DeLuna, Rob Springer, Chris Triplett, and Brian Kilby.
Welcome to all of you joining us. If you're listening to us on Ustream, you can go to tfradio.net/live. We have a chat room set up there. Please feel free to chime in. I'm going to be active in the chat room, so if you have anything you want to add, I may be commenting out of there. So let's get started. What do we have tonight on the list? Castlevania Rondo of Blood. That came out this week on WiiWare, correct?
Yes, or, right.
Yeah, it was Virtual Console.
Virtual Console. Big difference. I'm sorry.
It's like a button away. There's no big difference, honestly.
I know. It's like left, right. I'm going to come out and just say that I've never actually played this game.
You should.
How awesome is it?
Very. It's one of the greatest games ever made. Easy. There you go.
And what was it for originally?
The Turbo Duo.
Okay. How much is it on?
$9.
Yeah, it's $9.
Okay.
And
that's
a
steal.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah, Amanda's a huge...
I'm a big Castlevania nerd.
Yeah, if you like the older style Castlevania games...
It's the epitome.
Aside from Super Castlevania, it's like Nirvana. Super Castlevania, to me, is just a touch better, but this is just a beautiful game all the way around.
You mean Castlevania 4?
Yeah, Super Castlevania 4.
It's better than 4.
4 is awesome.
Yeah, 4 is great.
I'll be real honest. I started playing them in the more recent versions, but I can always cut some stuff up. I'm good with that.
4's got whip physics. Dude, you can't top that.
Yeah, and Rondo Blood doesn't need it.
No, it don't. I feel like I need to put a quarter in Rondo Blood when I'm playing it. It feels so arcadey.
Yeah, it's got some beautiful sound, too. I mean, like, you kill something, it just doesn't... We're dead.
Yeah.
I think the closest I've ever gotten to Castlevania was seeing Simon Belmont in Captain N, the Game Master.
He's totally like that in every game.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
The pompadour and everything.
Up my hair.
I've never been interested in Castlevania. Is it good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
See, I'm not.
It's a great to kill some time.
See, the only thing that's gotten me anywhere close to Castlevania is watching my friends play it.
That's pretty close.
But
that's what
I
got
don't,
me started playing it.
That's like feet away.
You know, Bill. That's exactly how people get on drugs too. So
yeah,
don't get on drugs. But you know, your friends will start picking on you to play Castlevania. I'm giving you permission to let them do that.
Peer pressure.
Yeah,
that's right. Billy, I'm going to explain to you exactly what Castlevania is all about. Now I'm talking about classic, not your Symphony of the Night ones, which are action role playing type games. Okay, take Dracula and hit him with a whip. You've got like, come here, Dracula. Then you jump over things and you die because every time something touches you, you go backwards. So you're like,
Sometimes you explode in a bloody mess.
Yeah, you just...
JD did that tonight.
Yes. It's the most funnest frustration you'll have. That includes whipping Dracula.
Okay, Bill, here's the thing. Think of me as your brain, and then think of Chris Triplett as your brain on Castlevania.
Any questions?
Scary.
So you're saying that he needs to be awesome like me. Is that what you're saying?
I don't think that's what I'm saying.
I'm not sure that's where that went.
Right now, I'm so poor, the only thing I can play is Metal Gear Solid 2.
I'm sorry.
There you go.
Yeah, well, I guess there could be worse things.
True.
There's always something worse.
He could be playing the Iron Man movie game.
You could be playing the Revenge of the original Transformers movie game.
Wasn't that one kind of okay, though?
No, it sucked.
You could be playing the PlayStation 1 version of the Transformers game that apparently is still sitting on a bookshelf in our house but hasn't been played in years.
The Beast Wars fighting game? I'd play that right now.
No, we give that to Brian.
I can tell you a game.
Yeah, I've got it. Hey.
He stole it.
You guys okay, so
Brian,
basically.
And anyway, so movie news. Hugo Weaving, the Red Skull. That so, works. Yeah.
Again, I'll make the joke. Mr. Rogers.
Wasn't funny this time either.
Screw you, Chris. Screw you.
You need to do a fake Hugo Weaving, though. Get your voice all scratchy and melodramatic.
Well, now, Mr. Rogers.
My only problem with the casting of Hugo Weaving as Red Skull is my only experience with Red Skull, at least through like TV or whatever, is him in Spider-Man and the 94 series. If Weaving can pull off a Russian accent, it'll work. But if he can't, it ain't going to work.
He's not Russian. He's
German.
Yeah.
Whatever.
He was Italian in the 80s movie.
The one with Ned Beatty.
Good job.
I think. Yeah.
I love that one.
It's ridiculous. So.
Oh, remember, yeah, he was elfish in Lord of the Rings, of course. You gotta remember that.
His elf accent was dead on, so.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
He was dead on.
Yeah, that was pretty good at making up an imaginary accent.
Yeah.
But yeah, where was Tom Bombadil? Where was Tom Bombadil?
Yes, Rob. Anyway.
I didn't watch them. I don't know.
Or read them? Okay.
Nope.
Boring. All right.
Books?
Look, we're walking. Throw the ring in. We're done.
God, yeah. Even the trees walked in those movies.
I was waiting for that, Kevin Smith. Thank you.
I know.
God, I can't help it.
You are so gay for Kevin Smith.
Well, just a touch.
Yeah.
Anyway,
don't put my hat on backwards. Obligatory Star Wars and marijuana joke at the end.
That's basically it.
That's pretty much. That's the key.
Once you get it. Lol.
I kind of feel bad. I'm like rushing this show along. I gotta like stop because we have absolutely no content
at all.
I've given you thousands. I've given you at least 6-7 links in the Skype window for content.
What about this Ghostbusters 3 with Ivan Reitman not directing it?
Yeah, let's go there. Let's go ahead and go there.
Excellent, isn't it, guys?
The more I hear about it, the more fail I keep hearing.
We don't need a Ghostbusters 3.
I don't think we're going to get
a Ghostbusters
2
when we got a 2.
Yeah, exactly.
We needed a Statue of Liberty to walk down the street. We needed that.
Chris, you know, but it's exactly like the Marshmallow Man walking down the street. Something giant's going to walk through New York again in this movie.
He controlled it with the NES controller, Brian.
NES Advantage, Chris. if you're going to cite the NES, be specific about it.
Wow. So the next one's gonna be that was intense.
It should
Brian,
have been
that
the
was
power
borderline
glove.
Ender.
Yeah, I'm trying to be Ender. I'm trying to pull his weight.
Yeah.
You can't.
It should have been the power glove.
You're not cussing Sonny enough.
That's true.
So, let me get this straight. Ghostbusters 3 is not going to have the same director, nor Bill Murray, but we're at least going to get something giant being driven through the city of New York with a Wii remote.
And Seth Rogen.
There we go.
Yes.
And Seth Rogen. It will be Seth Rogen being driven through the city of New York.
No.
It could be worse. It could be Joe Rogen from...
Fear Factor.
Yeah.
You keep this
up. It's not going to be a Wii remote. It'll be a PS3 Move.
With the ball on it.
Over.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sony will pay a lot of money to get that to happen. Actually, it's a Columbia picture, so Sony doesn't have to pay anything.
Yeah, probably will be. They're going to be playing with the first PlayStation 3 controller that had the axis thing.
Yeah, there are plenty of those left over, the 6-axis.
Yeah, just use that. Use that. They won't know. Okay.
I do have, I don't know if we're moving off topic here, but I do have one story that is probably to all G.I. Joe fans here. They announced the fact that the 87 movie was going to be re-released. We are finally getting a real DVD of the G.I. Joe the movie, 1987. It's going to be on regular DVD and Blu-ray. It will be, the street date is July 27th. The price will be $16.97 for the regular DVD and $22.97 for the Blu-ray.
For those of us,
what?
$16?
I bought it.
Well, yeah, you would.
For those G.I. Joe fans who bought Shout Factory's complete series Foot Locker set, there is actually a place inside the set for this to go.
I didn't buy that.
Yeah.
You should go buy that then.
I shouldn't really hate on G.I. Joe. I just Wow. Anyway.
I'm just going to say, Pokemon.
Oh, thanks. Yes, please. Stab
That's
me in the
last
heart.
Thing we need is Pikachu in here.
Oh, Lord.
That would be awesome.
Like, don't dog on people for G.I. Joe Pokemon.
Thanks. Anyway. See, this is the problem with having your wife on your podcast. Because they immediately go for the balls. Yeah.
Team Rocket's blasting off again.
There are worse things than your wife wanting your balls, dude.
Well, I mean, it's not like, you know, every once in a while she takes them out of the jar and lets me have them. But
that's good at
Don't
least.
Don't even start that.
So.
Is this new Soundwave after dark now? We never talked about this before.
This is, well, you know.
Crazy crap happens when you go live, dude. Crazy
crap. It does.
That's right.
It does. Domestic We've got to be more off the wall, you know, for all our...
Which is apparently why I'm here.
Right.
Oh,
and why I'm here.
Yeah, exactly.
The fish.
Yeah, I've got a
fish. What do you got here? What are you talking about?
The original iPad was supposed to be releasing a keyboard, a keyboard accessory. This accessory has now been delayed from the original Apple iPad release date into late May. So it connects the bottom of the iPad, I don't know how, but or it connects Bluetooth directly to the iPad, but now it was a separate keyboard other than the on-screen one. So
you know, I wouldn't doubt that Steve Jobs has really just said, "Screw this, we don't want a keyboard." I mean, if they wanted a keyboard on the iPad, there would be one on the iPad. Yeah, he loves the virtual keyboard. I can totally see this like never coming out.
Besides, it's your own fault for buying an iPad.
Yeah, I'm not buying an iPad.
Well, and why would you need a special one if it's Bluetooth? Now, wait a minute, Brian. And John, you're going to pull up the story while I'm ranting, please, if you
I
would.
Am.
Yeah, because I'm going to start going, and then you search it, and you find it. See, this is what you do. You're so good, Ed, and I'm not. I had heard that they're talking about the next operating system for the iPhone is going to have multitasking.
Yes.
Which,
I saw that.
Which, yeah, okay, see, I knew you would know this. So, so that being the case, most likely the iPad will either come with or will be upgradable to having multitasking.
Mm-hmm.
Ha, huzzah.
Which I guess, I don't know, multitasking seems to be a bugaboo for most people about the iPad. So,
and
I guess
iPhone.
In theory, this would, you know, make a lot more people open to buying one. But yeah, I don't know. I still think we're at a point where we've got like Apple disciples, people who will buy Apple stuff no matter what within say three generations of any hardware. And then you've got people who may or may not buy it, but they're not the type. But those type of people, the people who may or may not ever get an Apple, whatever, what have you. Multitasking, they don't even really know what that means. You know what I mean? That kind of stuff is not top of mind. So this kind of stuff is for the iPod and the iPad disciples and things like that. This is the stuff that will, you know, make fans of Apple who are already fans of Apple happy. But, you know, the masses and the casual
enjoy.
Yeah, the casual buyers, they don't care. They don't know what multitasking is, really.
Yeah.
I'm an Apple fanboy, but I'm to the point where I can wait for the fourth or fifth generation where they actually improve all the crap on it.
Yeah, you're crazy if you buy an iPad next month.
I think Apple keeps showing. I mean, and that's the thing. Like, I want an iPad, but I will definitely wait for the second gen because if it's nothing that Apple hasn't shown over the last few years is that it screws over the early adopters. They just seem to have it out for the people that want to buy the products first because invariably the next gen is cheaper and better. So, I mean,
well,
they also do
that so that they can get the people who want it and then they'll say, ha ha, we're releasing this. And then they'll get the Apple fanboy saying, oh, I guess I'll have to buy this too. And then they'll release another one. Oh, I guess I'll have to buy this too.
They do like, they know that their fans are suckers. That's what you're saying.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I think that's what I said. Yeah.
You're as dedicated as any, you know, fan base, irrationally
like,
or irrationally.
Kind of like Nintendo.
Well, no, not as bad as Sony.
Offended the, I've defended the iPhone since its inception, but I can't afford it anymore, so I don't have one anymore. But I gotta say, I'm really looking into this Nexus One thing. That looks like it could be an iPhone killer.
Nexus One. Yes. Okay,
give,
the Nexus.
Give me 5 seconds, and I'll pull up the numbers. There was a story on.
Okay, the Nexus One is on paper an iPhone killer, unless the paper you're looking at is sales. It's a fantastic piece of hardware with a fantastic operating system, but it's just not catching on at all. Period.
It's not Apple.
Well, there's lots of problems with it. One, it's too expensive, and two, it's not sold in a store. And that's the way people buy cell phones, like it or not. They don't buy cell phones over the internet. They go into a cell phone store.
Yeah.
They look at it, they kick it around, and then they buy it. And that's the way we that's the way we do it. Yeah. You know, for better or worse, it's just the way we buy cell phones.
They
went against that.
I am mistaken. I mistakenly went the Windows Mobile route. I wish I'd have went back to the well with the BlackBerry. I love my old BlackBerry. I had the choice between the new Curve and the HTC Touch Pro 2. The HTC is a great piece of hardware that's limited by Windows Mobile 6.5, and I'm not too crazy about the OS, but the hardware is above reproach. It's great. Mm. Wish I'd have, though, went back to BlackBerry, because I just love that form factor, and while it's simple, I do love the OS.
Mm-hmm.
BlackBerry would be great if they got rid of that keyboard.
What? That's the only reason to own a BlackBerry. The keyboard is the keyboard is the reason to own a BlackBerry, unless you need it for the corporate network, which, you know, that's also the case. But that keyboard is like the reason to own a BlackBerry. Oh, there's no reason to own a BlackBerry.
Let me put it to
otherwise.
You this way, Brian. Let me put it to you this way. If they would have a separate keypad for the numbers instead of putting them on the friggin' keys.
Okay, so
like if you're gonna dial like a phone full number. Keyboard? I want a real keypad. I want a real phone keypad if I'm going to dial a phone number. I don't want to have to look at pressing G and then Z and L and T and all that crap.
I don't get that, because it's got a number and it's got a key. If you're going to call a number, I can dial 555-2155 and it goes to the person at that number. Or if I want to dial, you know, Mike, I can type Mike and it'll pull you up in my address book. It's agnostic as far as what key you're pressing. It doesn't care. It doesn't care. I mean, you can dial the number or you can dial the letter. It will pull it from your address book, or it will dial the number. If it's not your address book, it'll go to the number. I don't see the rage in that.
And if you have a smartphone, how often are you dialing a number?
I do it often.
How often is anyone dialing a number anymore on a cell phone when you can store your contacts and you pull them up by, like, contact list? Other than at work when I'm calling people and telling them that they owe me money, I don't dial the phone.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised, especially on a business phone.
It's like quick keys, you know, my quick dial and all that crap. You don't dial people's phone numbers anymore.
I think I'm the type of person that is, now that I've had iPhone and I've gone touchscreen, I don't care about like preformed keyboards or whatever anymore, because it's just much easier to use on a screen than it is on a keyboard that is like, my thumb is like four times the size of the stupid thing.
No, it's not. I've used both, and the BlackBerry keyboard is still better than a touchscreen. That's pretty simple. It's easy.
My only real complaint, and I'm a BlackBerry user too, my only real complaint, numbers for dialing. It's not for the numbers for dialing, because I have no problem dialing a phone number the way they are. It's, say I got to call my bank. It's 1-800-SUNTRUST. Well, that SUNTRUST is the letter to number configuration that's on a normal keypad, and that's not on a BlackBerry. And they don't get, you know, I'm looking at my bank card, it only says 1-800-SUNTRUST. They're giving me the actual number under it for that consideration. So I got to look it up online on the BlackBerry, highlight it, click call, if I want to call something like that on there. But that's really my only complaint with that keyboard. And I've got big Sasquatch hands, and I got some great little chicken peck typing going on. It's a skill. Well, you know, Brian and Kilby see me. They know I'm walking around the woods and harassing people.
I actually met Rob originally in the woods. I thought he was Bigfoot.
Yeah, he kept teasing me.
Lives.
So I like threw something. He was like, "You want some jerky?" Ah! John kept calling him Harry. He's like, "Harry, I'm Rob."
Hey, to put a cap on the Nexus One thing. Okay, so today or earlier today, the sales numbers came out, and it's not good for the Nexus One, I'm afraid. So since it was launched in January,
let me get 150,000 units.
Lower.
Oh man, it was 80,000 last I checked.
Yeah, it's 135,000 since January. Now to contrast that, just to get some reference on it, the iPhone in the same time window sold 1 million.
What about BlackBerry?
You know what? They're not listed here, but let's see.
BlackBerry still outsells iPhone, as far as I know.
It's got the business clients. But also, even the Motorola Droid sold 1 million, actually a little over 1 million in that same time.
Really?
Yeah.
That's marketing. That's
Droid,
marketing.
But it's not on T-Mobile.
Oh, like T-Mobile? Do you like T-Mobile?
I love T-Mobile. I have T-Mobile,
well,
too.
I have T-Mobile. Yeah, T-Mobile was the easiest and most friendly people besides AT&T, because AT&T, at the end of my service contract, they just turned into jerks, and they would not help me whatsoever. So I said, f*** them, and went to T-Mobile because it was right across the street.
I think if the iPhone was... I mean, you can go to Metro PCS or anywhere and get you a BlackBerry now. iPhone, you gotta go to AT&T. Well, what if I don't want AT&T? If Apple did that, man, they might, because I mean, everyone's
Verizon.
Got a knockoff.
Verizon. The rumor is they're going to Verizon, isn't it?
Yeah, everyone's got a touchscreen knockoff of the iPhone. If they actually had the iPhone, BlackBerry might be shaking in their boots a little bit.
iPhone's okay. It's a little dated at this point. I mean, there are phones out there that are better. But once 4.0 comes out, that may be a game changer. Yep. But right now, iPhone is probably third place as far as, like, the phone to get.
Yeah, I love my Chrome.
And what's second and first?
Something
BlackBerry.
Yeah, I would love to have the Bold. I really would. The 9700. It's a great, powerful phone. It's got a great keyboard, a beautiful screen. Honestly, hardware wise, got to go with the Android. It's the 2.0 to 2.1 Android OS.
2.1 now. Yeah.
The Nexus One. It's a great piece of hardware, and honestly, I really think the Touch Pro 2, the HTC Touch HD 2, I believe, is coming out, and that looks to be like a killer piece of hardware. But of course, it's Windows Mobile 6.5. So if it was running Windows 7, that may be a little different. But I would go with the BlackBerry, and I would go with the Nexus One over iPhone, over the 3GS.
My Touch?
No.
I looked at that as an option when I went to T-Mobile, and it is almost similar to the... It's basically a copycat of the iPhone, with the exception of one thing. They have a trackball instead of where the iPhone has the slider on the actual screen. They have a trackball at the bottom of the screen, and that just completely turned me off to it.
Hey, Brian.
Well, you don't have to use the trackball, do you?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, you do.
What, Rob?
How badass you think that brick breaker's going to be on that Nexus One?
Dude,
good.
I love Brick Breaker, and I miss Brick Breaker since going to a Windows Mobile phone. I really
that
do.
That game is good.
Brick Breaker just a BlackBerry thing?
It's
or
BlackBerry,
what?
Yeah.
Nice. It's a knockoff of Arc.
It's a breakout knockoff.
Yeah, I know. I have a BlackBerry, but I just didn't realize it was like something special.
Yeah, on newer hardware, though, it's slick.
Ooh, they got them videos on it like my Xbox.
So speaking of gaming, Xbox Slim.
Yes, I saw it this on AOTS. The Xbox Slim is slated now for a rumor, or it's a rumor at least.
Slated for a rumor.
I don't know exactly.
That is good.
All I know is that there is some news going around that the Xbox 360 is gonna go slim. They're gonna try. I think it's gonna go down to what 1 inch or less. I think they're gonna try and stuff it
That sounds a little ambitious.
Wow. Yeah.
So, I was going to say, that caused real Red Ring of Death.
No, but the thing is, though, they're hoping for no Red Ring of Death in this one.
There better be no Red Ring of Death.
For half a second.
And yeah, as you guys see of the Facebook fan group they posted down there, period pains, try having a Red Ring of Death on your Xbox. Oh, yeah.
You?
I mean, considering that an Xbox overheats if you look at it the wrong way, I don't know how they can...
Hey, I already had the Red Ring, and my new Xbox that I've had for I don't know how long, for like 2 years, I haven't gotten the Red Ring yet, and I'm not going to because I have a special cooling fan that's connected to the back. So you had to
spend more money to make it workable.
Yeah, exactly.
He got suckered into buying one of those cooling units that don't do anything.
You got the intercooler, didn't you?
Yeah.
That's junk.
I've actually seen those cause systems to overheat.
Is it powered by a USB? Is that how it works?
No, it connects right into the back of the power, and then you connect the power.
Oh, I wouldn't trust that at all. Yeah, I would throw that away.
Isn't the ones that have its own power supply supposed to work, though?
Those are good. The ones that plug in. Billy, unplug yours right now. Look how black it looks on the inside. They burn.
I guarantee.
Well, my dad says that's dust.
That was burned.
Yeah.
No, really. I used to work at Best Buy, and I saw several, 360s come back, and they're like, I had this intercooler on it. I'm like, yeah, because it burns it out. So no, not a good idea.
Yeah,
you may not get a Red Ring of Death, but it still won't work.
You're gonna get something else of death.
Yeah. And the Red Ring.
All I know is that if my Xbox fails me, I at least have a Wii to back me up. I don't know about my PS3 right now because I don't know if I still can't trust my PS3 ever since the PS3 apocalypse.
Oh, it's good.
That was a minor.
I mean, come on.
In like totally 20 hours.
Yeah. God. Yeah, it was a very minor deal compared to the I think at the height, the fail percentage on the Xbox was at like 33%.
Like it was one out of every.
What?
Yeah,
that's pretty high considering Xbox has got all the games to play.
They better have a lot of games to play with as much as you have to spend to make it workable and to get online with it.
Only
$600 for PlayStation 3. Hey, look, it works for us. Of course, I'm not playing any games.
But yeah, all right, but so, I mean,
here we go.
I know. I'm like trying to stop this train wreck before it happens.
Good luck with that.
But
let me know how that goes.
But back on this Xbox thing, though, I mean...
PS3 sucks.
Thanks.
Yep, so do you. Nobody likes you.
They stole it from Nintendo. Oh, wait.
What? Did Ender multiply into three people this week?
I know.
I just said his point over and over again.
Psychically channeling half our cast.
Should I just yell really belligerently? Would that help?
No. No, it would not. Is the Slim something that Xbox needs, though, and or are people going to want to reinvest in a new Xbox?
It's going to be cheaper, I heard. They're going to start the price down at, like, I don't know, like, two. They're going to start it at the current Xbox 360 price, which is $199. Yeah, they're going to start it at $199. And it's going to have a built-in hard drive.
Oh, okay.
If they can get it below 200, then gosh, that's going to be a cash cow.
And also, there are also going to be ways that you can connect your current hard drive to it so that you don't lose all and transfer all your game data from your original hard drive to that hard drive.
Yeah, I mean, that wouldn't be that hard to do. Of course, if you have to buy the proprietary $100 cable to do it. But
well, I'm not worried about playing Gears of War again. So it's not that big of a deal. my only thing is, one, this 30% Red Ring of Death, I got mine on release in 2005 and it still hasn't done it.
Well, I mean, because
it's the percentage.
Random. Yeah, it's random. Yeah. But another thing is, I've had the first Xbox. I loved it. I also had a PS2 and a GameCube, so it's not like I'm playing favorites Nintendo. But and I got my 360 on thing. I would have a PS3 if I had some more cash. Got my Wii. I don't play favorites Nintendo. But if Xbox goes to Slim, they are totally slapping the fans in the face. Because I'm used to having a refrigerator in front of my TV, okay? Yeah.
You know, I mean,
your doorstop.
Yeah, and, and the funny thing is that they're just releasing this now. I think that what they're going to do with the Slim, though, is they're going to make it a whole entire completely new system by itself. They're going to make it the Xbox 720.
It might be the Natal.
Xbox 720.
They're going to have Natal built into it, so it might be what they're doing with Natal.
You know, I honestly don't fresh like Slim systems that makes sense. I honestly don't. Unfortunately, the only thing I could afford was a PS2 Slim, which really sucks because I have it hooked up to my TV to watch DVDs, and I will put a brand new DVD in it that has just been opened. Thing tells me, disc cannot be read. Disc cannot be read. So Slim systems just, for me, just totally suck. I almost had a PS3 because I'm one of those backwards compatibility fans. I almost had a 60 gig from GameStop.com. But they said, oh, we still need to confirm your billing information. It was supposed to be shipped to me in one business day. Took a month and a half. And I said, just fuck it. I'll cancel the order and get it again another time.
See, PS2 is the only game system I've ever had a problem with. I bought the original model a couple years after it came out. And I had it for about 2 years before it just died on me. I was pretty mad, of course, but I just went to Walmart and bought another one. By the time the Slim was out, I had the Slim for a month before it started. Every graphic had a shadow. Like, everything was... I couldn't play a game without, like, three images of everything on the screen. So, luckily, I saved a box and just took it back to Walmart. I was like, yeah, I just bought this thing. It's not working. You know, so they got me another one. Yeah.
Awesome. Hey, at least your Wii didn't break. My Wii broke once. This is the second Wii. This
they're,
is actually,
they're doctor, they're doctors for that.
Yeah,
so.
there's a pill that you can take.
I had to pay, what was it, like $160 to get my Wii fixed.
I had to pay a lot more than that. So. But I had medical insurance.
Why are you guys talking about penises?
I stopped supporting Nintendo when they stopped making the Super Nintendo. I'll put it to you that way.
Wow. You really missed out on a lot of great stuff then. Yeah. I'm sorry for you.
On Super Mario Galaxy 2.
Yeah. How did you break your Wii, though?
Any game system.
Nature did it in my case.
My Wii broke the disc reader broke. It wouldn't read discs anymore.
I've heard of that.
I would have just bought a new one if it was $160.
But it was only like $160 for... for
your virtual console games, JD.
What?
Oh, is that? Yeah, that's
true.
No, I didn't. I have not bought one single virtual console game. I only have two games. Really, I only have Mario Kart Wii and Super Smash Bros. Brawl.
So why even own one?
What? Because I'm waiting for Super Mario. I got it, and I used to get games, and then I get games, and then I sell them. My Xbox 360, I only have Halo 3 ODST. And Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 and Tekken 6. I'm good with that. And likewise for my PS3, I only have Little Big Planet and Ratchet & Clank Future of Crack in Time.
Mm. I tend to buy games and I want to keep them unless they really suck.
See, I don't have the money to buy $60 games every single time they come out because I
neither
don't
do
have
I.
It
neither
so, you guys want an interesting Transformers fact?
Sure.
Yes. David Say is the voice of Clank.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I know that.
No, I hate to break it to you, but you don't have money to buy $60 games when you get older. Either ask this guy that's sitting next to me who's crying because we can't afford God of War right now because we're buying a house.
You don't want
to
buy God
of
War anyway.
He keeps going, I want to get God of War. I say, okay, do you want God of War? Do you want a house? Pick one.
God of War.
Why is that house going to...
Yeah,
why...
thanks.
Oh, wait, so you can't buy God of War because you're buying a house?
Yes. It's an adult problem.
Yeah, it's okay.
What kind of problem?
It costs a lot of money, Bill.
Stay a child. God.
I want to. I don't. Yeah. I'm
Me
a,
too.
I'm one of those people
we
who's
did.
Very
we
afraid
did.
Of death.
Yeah. okay. So speaking of Arkham Asylum and other games, Arkham Asylum is being re-released in 3D.
Explain to us.
Damn it.
What kind of 3D?
Crap 3D.
Yeah, I don't know.
The kind that comes with the cool red and blue glasses.
Is it Ooh, red like Rad Racer?
No.
Yes.
No way. It is
and
not.
And, like, only 10 people are going to buy it.
Seriously, why are they doing? I mean, you know why.
You mean why are they doing three? So if you're going to do 3D, why do anaglyph? Why not like do like the shuttered glasses? Those are out there and they're available. I mean, you have to run. Well, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, and I mean, as a add on to this, I mean, the 3D enabled televisions came out this week. They were released from what, Samsung and
Sony.
Sony, yeah. Thank you. Oh. So, I mean, it's not like there isn't tech out there for it.
No, and it needs content. Hey, on that note, Avatar is doing it backwards. Have you seen this on how they're going to release Avatar? That they're going to release first
a beta?
The first release, basically, for the first release of the movie is going to be a bare bones, no extras DVD, and then a DVD Blu-ray with extras, and then a 3D Blu-ray.
They're just trying to milk that cow for all it's worth.
Like a year later. Yeah, but I mean, if you're making 3D TVs, you've got to be pissed off about this because they're holding off on the goods for like
a year. You know what else they're doing, John? Mm. They are. I read an article related to that. They're supposedly going to re-release Titanic in 3D.
Oh, screw that. Ooh,
look at that thing.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's Kate Winslet
in 3D.
Oh, wait a minute. Kate Winslet's tits in 3D. Okay.
Dude, she just left her husband recently.
Did she really?
This week. Yeah. Like 2 days just ago, babe.
Hmm. Was that a good movie?
Is she on your celebrity list, JD?
No,
Robert, you asked me if Titanic was a good movie.
Yeah, I haven't seen that either.
It was a very successful film.
It's not terrible.
But, although I will say on that note, though, that Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, that kind of crazy does make me kind of sexy for her. So
yeah, I can see that. I can see that.
Any kind of crazy. As long as a woman's not completely right in the head, you're there.
Yeah, pretty much.
Everybody, every dude needs at least one crazy girlfriend. At least mm-hmm. one.
I've had all. Oh, but anyway.
Thanks, babe. Appreciate that.
Just married the less crazy one.
Get your blankets out. The couch is comfortable.
So, oh, God.
Smells like toilet water.
I should make you sleep in the toilet water. That's a good idea.
Oh, God.
I'm not going to do it, but.
You guys should do a married podcast.
Oh, good Lord.
Marriage advice, have people call in.
We'll just set up a webcam to record us playing WoW all night. That would be exciting.
Is that what you two do for your date nights? WoW yeah. dates?
No, when we actually have date nights, that's what we don't do.
Yeah. Yeah, we play WoW all the time, regularly.
I'm playing right now.
So 3D, though.
Sorry. One of our buddies is listening and just sent me a tell in WoW that was like, oh, you guys have WoW dates.
Yes. We are awesome.
The thing about 3D now is they don't throw stuff at you through the screen like they did back in the 80s. It's one of those things that is a fad and it's going to fade in about 3 years.
See, that's what I'm saying too, and that's why it's like I don't want to run out there and buy one of these $3,000 televisions.
It's still a television.
It is still a television.
It's still a pretty good television.
Yeah. Right. $3,000.
It's a pretty expensive television.
In my opinion, 3D will either fail or just be integrated in 2 years and nobody will think twice about it.
My opinion on the whole 3D thing is kind of the way that we approach our Blu-ray purchases. There are certain movies that belong in Blu-ray. Transformers, Matrix, action films, a lot of frames, a lot of stuff going on.
Joe versus the Volcano.
Easy. Yeah.
You don't need to see the Time Traveler's Wife in Blu-ray.
No, I don't need to see Rear Window in 3D.
Watchmen you need to see in Blu-ray.
No, not really.
We own it in Blu-ray and we own it. But
I think Rear Window in 3D sounds like a good idea.
Yeah,
actually, that could be interesting.
That could be awesome because I do kind of love me some Jimmy Stewart. But what I'm getting at is there are movies that should be in 3D and there are movies that shouldn't be in 3D. I'm kind of excited about Alice in Wonderland. I want to go see it, but I've heard it's better in 2D.
It sucked in 3D.
Did you see it in 3D, Chris?
I saw it in 3D.
Why did you see it in 3D?
Because the only movie theater that was carrying it when I was in Hickory had it in 3D only. That's it.
I saw it in 2D, and I thought it was pretty good.
It was good. I liked it, but it's not good in 3D. Don't see it in 3D.
my fear about the whole 3D TV movies, whatever, is, you know, they're announcing that all these movies are going to be, like, the new Spider-Man reboot is going to be shot in 3D. Transformers 3 is going to be shot in 3D. My fear is that they're just going to replace all the regular movie theaters with 3D theaters, hike up the price. It's art, like, it's not already expensive enough. And then just have them 3D DVDs, and it's going to leave the rest of us who like regular DVDs out f***ing cold.
My problems with 3D. One, we're in a recession. This is not the best time to judge. Yeah, this isn't the best time to judge a movement.
The viability of a format like that.
Yeah, same with Blu-ray. It's like, well, it's not really catching one. Yeah, everyone's homeless. You know, it's not the best time.
Right.
And if I got the choice between a $20 movie and some groceries, you tell me.
Exactly. Mm. Now, my other problem with 3D, and here's the big thing. It really doesn't make a difference if the movie's bad or not. What was that movie where Brendan Fraser went to the center of the Earth?
Journey to the Center of the Earth.
That was, thank you. This is how good the movie is, where the movie's title is a description of the plot, okay?
It's also a description of the book.
Yeah.
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 It sounds like Avatar.
Yeah, you watch this movie and you're like, wow, the birds are so close to me. What's going on screen? I don't care.
I will say, for as much as I hated Avatar, I thought the 3D in it was well done because it was subtle in the right moments. It really worked and integrated in the film in a nice way.
Question.
Thought it was crap.
How much was your ticket to Avatar?
Oh, God. What was it, 13?
12 or 13?
How much is a hit of acid?
I said that, bro.
That's 22. No.
Acid I'm not sure about. I could tell you about some other illicit drugs.
I paid $5. But, you know, don't really get hyped when all these people saying they're filming a movie in 3D, because we remember the movies that are being filmed in 3D. Transformers 3. Hey, Michael Bay, you're filming it in 3D? Hello? Everything's in 3D.
He doesn't even want to film it in 3D.
He's not even sure what it means. He thinks we're like...
Michael Bay is just going to do explosion.
Basically.
According to my favorite little druggie in my WoW chat, he said it'd be like $20 for it acid.
Okay.
Just FYI.
Okay. I estimated well.
Just ask don't my get little, ripped off.
But that will last longer though than the movie, will it not?
It'll last a lifetime.
Avatar. Oh no, Avatar is pretty long. Hell,
dude. Yeah, really.
That was the longest, like 4 to 5 hours of my life that I'll never get back if you include standing in line.
Okay. Hey, I got to see it for $15 in IMAX, and it was pretty good in IMAX. So, but then again, I saw it twice.
Why on God's green earth did you see that twice?
Because the first time I saw it in 2D in Florida, down in Bonita Springs or Bonita, visiting my grandparents, and the second time I saw it here in little Chicago, in 3D IMAX.
Was the story any better in 2D than it was in 3D?
I thought it was better in 3D because then I got to see those weird dragon spinny thingies in 3D and those.
I'm asking about the story, the plot. Was the plot any better in 2D than it was in 3D?
Did you feel any less stupid the second time for watching it?
Did anything unexpected happen in 2D? Because nothing unexpected happened in 3D.
No, I mean it's the same exact movie, but you know what? It was worth a second go.
How?
You don't.
Okay.
You know my favorite.
I'm one of those people.
Everybody's entitled their opinion on it. That's
I like the movie, and I'm entitled to my own opinion.
That's
what this is my unpopular opinion. Yes.
Your extremely unpopular opinion.
Yeah. It's the highest grossing movie of all time. It's not that unpopular.
Yeah. Here's
just
you know
because
my
it made a lot of money doesn't mean it's a good
turd movie. Of all time.
You know what my favorite
I know
part was.
I've seen it 5 times.
Players. Are they?
They play magic in the lunchroom.
actually, they were on the football team.
They were high.
Yeah, they were high. Probably.
How warms that bitch, guys? Avatar was great.
Okay.
Even though I don't remember half the film.
Okay. What's next topic?
So that's it. That was this. This train wreck has been
This train wreck has stopped. So
Train wreck has stopped. Believe it or not, this was New Soundwave. Again, we want to thank everybody that that joined us for our live show tonight. Please bring your friends, and
we promise they'll be better next time.
Contributed to the chat room that Brian so gracefully.
I did in like 3 minutes.
It was really amazing. I do have to for dogging you as much as I do. I have to say you did a great job of adding it at the last minute. Go to tfradio.net. That's where you're going to find all of the shows that we do. That's going to include Radio Free Cybertron, our flagship show. We also have Outside the Cage, Superhero Time, which is Sentai.
Fanboy fan.
We also have.
I'm sorry, I laugh every time he says it.
Fanboy Versus, which is our comic book centric show. And who knows?
Way to go, Rob.
There's Throwback. Ours Throwback, which is updated like once every 4 months.
That's a lot of podcast.
Right now, we're Throwback.
Just listen to JD pushing along.
That's a lot of podcasts. I run a podcasting network where we have 14 shows, which 6 of them run concurrently every other week.
That's a lot of podcasts, too.
Sorry. Mike, are you on speed? I mean, how do you do that?
All right, you really want to know? Do we have time for this?
You have a job where you can you have a job where you can sit at home.
Pretty much. Okay. Well, that explains it.
I'm pretty much home all the time because I'm pretty much an apartment manager. 2 of the shows are weekly. The other 2
that means you do nothing. Okay, I got it.
Send an idiot to fix our toilet who comes in and out 75 times, leaves the door open, so the cats are like, ooh, outside.
Hey, y'all know your toilet's leaking?
Rob, that could be totally you.
And I think we should all give a shout out to Ender, who's sick and not with
us
tonight.
We miss Ender.
Yes, we love you and get better. And I'm scared of you still, but I want you to get better.
His Facebook update from an hour ago is like he's missing the podcast.
Aww. We miss him.
What happened is he got so upset last week that it just really messed him up.
Yeah, coronary.
Ruptured his spleen in anger.
Wait, upset during... did he get upset during New Soundwave?
Yes.
No,
I thought my computer was going to explode during that.
I thought his head exploded while listening.
We need to put a disclaimer at the beginning of each show that if your computer dies because of Ender's rage, we are not liable.
There you go. Can we get some waivers for people to sign on that?
But once again, thanks everybody for joining us, and we'll see you next time.
This has been New Soundwave with your hosts, J.D. Church, Ender, John DeLuna, Rob Springer, Chris Triplett, and Brian Kilby. New Soundwave is a Radio Free Cybertron production. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Copyright 2010 Radio Free Cybertron.